and Jalen Ramsey, I just say really it was similar to me and him. We both athletic. We both can play at a high level. And I just say competitors. We both competitors. We love to win. We hate to lose. So if anything, I'll say that. But my knee 100%. Ever since I had the surgery, I haven't had any problems with it. My knee 100%. Man, that's one of my favorite players, actually. And I watched so much tape on Eric Berry from, you know, him being in box safety, from playing deep, covering number two tight end. So that's a great compliment. No, I haven't talked to him. Really, we just had a tough year, you know. Lost our quarterback in the opener, and then just the season just, you know, kind of went downhill. But, you know, it's time to move on. I think as a personal level, I think I had bigger goals, you know, towards the end of the season. And a lot of my goals that I have for myself, you know, we was playing in January, but we didn't get to achieve that. So, you know, that's why I say it wasn't the season I want to remember. I can't hear you. It taught me a lot. Just with this game, you know, one day you can be on top and one day you can be on the bottom. You know, that's just part of, that's why I love the game so much. And I just love, like I said, I love to play the game and love to be able to play it at a high level. Yeah. That fits exactly me. I did a lot of it at Florida State. They move me around a lot, and like you said, I can do it all. I can play deep. I can cover number two. I can play the tight end. I can play in the box. I can blitz, whatever you need. I try to take some out of a lot of players' game. I'll just say Eric Berry, one of them. Earl Thomas, another great safety that I like to take some out of. And then players that in the past like Sean Taylor and Eric Reed. Safety and slot corner, just being able to blitz off the edge and play man-to-man. They say I play man-to-man great, so. I mean, that's a good compliment, and, you know, I just feel like I put so much passion into this game, and I just feel like that's just one of many things that I can do as a football player. Yeah, it took a lot of film, watching a lot of film, you know, just behind the scenes with Coach Kelly and just really learning the whole defense, learning the whole concepts of what we're doing and knowing what everybody on defense is doing. That's what enabled me to, you know, be able to move around. The most challenging one? I don't really think it was much of a challenge, but if anything, it was linebacker, just getting used to having to deal with the linemen instead of trying to go around them. At linebacker, you kind of, you know, have to take on the block sometimes if they're coming through the hole. So that's why I say just messing with them 300-pound guys. Yeah, he ran a 4.5. He told me he was running 4.4, so I'm finna talk to him about that. Nah, man, that man, he's gifted. He reminds me a lot of myself because he can run fast, he can jump, he can do it all. So he's very athletic, been athletic since high school. Yeah, I met with about 8 teams. Nah, Cowboys, not yet. I think it's a good coming, but I don't think I'll go that late. I feel like once I come out and show people what I can do, and once I get done with all these meetings, I feel like they got to trade up or something. I met with Seattle. I met with Green Bay. I met with the Raiders, the 49ers, the Chargers, the Vikings. Day-to-day. Today, all of them today.
What's the best 40 time that you ran in training?
Oh, man, it's a surprise, man. I can't spill the beans. I mean, it's going to be fast, man. I play fast. I'm going to run fast. So it's going to be a great time. I don't know yet. I don't know. I lead in both ways. I can lead in both ways. I feel like I'm more of a guy that lead by example. But, you know, when something needed to be said, I feel like I can step in and, you know, say something. But I like to lead by example too. Oh, that means a lot, cause man, a lot of great players have come through that program, and I was fortunate enough to work with a lot of great coaches during that my time at Florida State. And what people put into that program, you know, it means a lot to them. And, you know, we just one of many. It's gonna be many more after us, so we just want to keep passing that along. Yeah. Yeah. They talked about the same thing. Like I said, slot corner being able to blitz off the edge, play man. And play safety also, so it was good. Oh yeah. I talked to Jalen and Dalvin, both of those guys. You know, I talk to on a weekly basis, or I try to talk to them, get it in, and talk to them. They both tell me it's a long process, but it's everything that you ever worked for in your life, and you know, it's just a blessing and an opportunity to be here. You know, because you worked so hard your whole life, so they just told me enjoy it all and you know, be in the moment. Yes, I mean they're waking you up early out here, so. Get used to it. Basically, my knowledge for the game. Like you say, I can play so many positions. So being able to play so many positions, you got to know what's going on. So I just, you know, try to keep expressing that to them and telling them for my passion for the game that I have for the game. No, I think I meet with them today, though. I haven't talked to Deion in a while, and Xavier. I talked to him on Instagram, but not like that, not that much. I'm going to go top 10. I know I'm going to go top 10. I play for anybody. Anybody. I'm a football player. What I say is my intelligence, but what other people would probably say is my athleticism. You know, they say it's different. I'll say 1, 2, 3 in that order. 1, 2, 3. I mean, I blew the guy up, but I ain't make the tackle, so that's 3 for me. And then, you know, getting the sack, I mean, they still got the ball. And number one is getting the ball, so I'll say 1, 2, 3. I can't. Oh, man, it's fun, man, because, I mean, especially when you're playing man-to-man, it's you versus him. And, like, if you're in his face, you know, he got to beat me. I got to beat him, so really that's what I like. And you can blitz off the edge and just being able to drop in the zone. It's all type of stuff. It's fun. Yeah, I know I'm going to go top 10. I'm confident through the whole process. But like I said, it's a lot of mock drafts. People have their own opinion. But at the end of the day, nobody knows who's picking who, so. Yeah, I say it's more of the injury. You know, a lot of people don't, because I came back kind of rusty, you know, just being hurt a whole year, so I had to get back in the flow of things. So I just feel like my best football is ahead of me. I haven't reached my full potential. And whatever team does draft me, you know, they're gonna get a great player. I get that question a lot. I mean, he's a great player. He does what he does. But, of course, I'm going to say me. I like myself. I like me. Nah. It's all focused on what I have to accomplish. Because if I'm worried about what somebody else do, I'm not focused on what I need to focus on.
Did you say whether Dallas had met with you yet or not?
No, I haven't met with them yet. No, I'm Central Florida guy. Nah, that's a big difference. Miami and Central Florida, big difference. Oh, man, he's a great inspiration. The way he played the game, the speed that he played at, you know, I just feel like that's the kind of guy you want to model your game after. No one can beat Sean Taylor, but, you know, I want to take some things from his game and add it to mine. Come on, man, you got the heart of Florida, and then you got South Florida. So it's a big difference, you know. A lot of people take offense, you know. You tell them they from South Florida, they from Central Florida, or vice versa.
What is the tattoo on your neck?
Love is the reason for the fight, and then this is something that I always, a favorite bird I already had as a kid, so I love it. Huh? What kind of bird? Aqua bird. Yeah. You ain't never seen it? Google it. All right, cool.